Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Hillcrest Academy students about their service and learning trip to Omaha.
Can we start with you giving me your name and your grade level?
Haley Kalupa, and I am a sophomore.
Erin Bontrager, and I'm also a sophomore.
Morgan Nafsinger, and I'm a sophomore.
Isaac Berkey, and I'm a freshman.
Kara Poole, and I'm a freshman.
Anne Turuk, and I'm a junior.
Delaney Shaw, I'm a sophomore.
So can one of you or a couple of you take me through where you went for your service and learning term and some of the things that you did?
We went to Omaha, Nebraska for our SALT trip, and we worked with a bunch of different ministries.
The organization was called Urban Plunge, and we also helped with Christ in the City International.
We served homeless people with food. We helped them with hygiene kits and many other things.
I was here on Tuesday speaking to the group that went to Kentucky, and for them, they basically had the one single goal of building a house. Sounds like your group was different in the sense that you were doing different things every day.
It was a lot of helping homeless people, but whether it was giving them food or hygiene kits or like serving at a food bank, it was a lot of helping them. But then also, there was one ministry that stuck out to me, which was Beautiful Gate Street Church, and they would just invite people in off the streets and just give them clothes and food, warmth, and it was pretty cold there. And so I feel like that was probably a blessing for a lot of people that were there.
Any others that stood out to any of you?
One ministry that stood out to me was Scattered Joy Acres, which was like a petting zoo, but the animals, a majority of them were all rescue animals. And the animals were there open to a petting zoo, but also like for therapeutic animal sessions.
When you're working with the people who run these ministries, were there any people that really stood out to you? Because a big part of service and learning term, I'd have to imagine, is that relationship building and the connections.
For me, it was at Open Door, my bad. It was really cool that he before was a chef, then he got divorced, then he got into drugs, to jail, and then he ended up going to Open Door Mission for food as a homeless, and now he's the chef there, and he's just like a really nice guy. They were really welcoming, and it was really fun to be there and help them.
So someone who really just turned their life around is now doing awesome things for other people, trying to do the same.
A lot of people that we met had troubles of their past. They either were imprisoned or were addicted to drugs or like anything along those lines. They deeply regret what they did, and then they came back and did different stuff and is helping other people with those problems. They all have like this experience in their life.
One person that stood out to me was the lady who ran the Open Gates Street Church. Whenever somebody came in that was like disrupting or whatever, she didn't get angry, annoyed or anything, but she would like try to help them and calm them down, and she would always back up whatever she said with verses from the Bible. So like it wasn't just like she was talking, like she had purpose behind what she said.
So it sounds like she had a world of patience
to
handle something like this in a way that's not combative, because it could be very easy if someone comes in there and is screaming up a storm, it's very easy to just want to respond with more screaming. And I'm sure she's been through it long enough where she understands what can get to these people and what can help.
Yeah, actually, when we went to the vet campus, we saw kind of accident. One of the homeless person was arguing with one of the workers there, and they just like fight back and forth, like they were screaming in the street, on the street, and it was just like a huge scene. And like seeing how Haley at the Beautiful Gate was talking to the homeless person, it was just with love and with patience. It was very different to see those two.
So with the acronym SALT, service and learning term, obviously learning is a big part of that. And this experience took away from your typical time in the classroom. So I'm curious, with this whole experience finished, what did you learn from it, or what did you take away?
It was incredibly eye-opening. I mean, you hear a lot of times oh, there's a lot of homeless people, there's a lot of people who have nothing, you have a lot compared to some people, be thankful, that type of stuff. But this trip definitely opened my eyes. It made everything seem so much more real.
We usually don't see a lot of homeless people around Kelowna and Wellman, and just going there and just seeing like homeless people just walking around everywhere, it was really interesting to see them, and something we don't see here. But and then also what we did, they were also just so grateful for what we were doing.
To go off of what Tara said, you never really know something is true until you see it. We were giving out hygiene kits, and there was just so many homeless people, and they were all so grateful. Like, there was one couple who, he lost his teeth, and he gave back the toothbrush and said, give this to somebody who has teeth. It was just saddening.
Someone who has very little, and they're still willing to to give.
Yep.
You definitely realize, like, it's not always their fault. It's not just because they're lazy. Sometimes there's a lot more to it. A lot of them are trying.
Yeah, it made me realize that you have to appreciate every little thing that you have, because you might not have it tomorrow. Like, when we came back, the tornado hit Kelowna and Wellman, and just, like, seeing how a lot of people lost, like, everything, and they're still happy and, like, appreciate they're alive and they're here. It just... mind-blowing.
Those were Hillcrest Academy students joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their service and learning term trip to Omaha. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.